Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 8, but unto the Son who is speaking. The Father is speaking, and he's speaking to the Son, he's speaking to Jesus, and he says, thy throne, O God. And I told you, we have some visitors here, and I'm going to get through this chapter. But I use this verse when elderly women, Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, and Brother Doyle was watching this on the line. He was working under my sink. He's a good deacon, and I had a leaky sink, and he got under there and working on the sink. Well, long story short, they knocked on the door, and I knew who they were, and I let them talk a couple of minutes, you know. Long story short, I started reading them verses from the Bible, and I took them to this verse right here, and I said, who is speaking? Before I got to verse number 8, I kind of led them on. Well, that's God, the Father, speaking, because I took them in verse number 1. Well, that's, you know. And I said, well, let's, as we carry on, I said, and who is speaking? Time we got to verse number 8, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God. And they looked at me and they said, we got to go. So help me. They start, and I never forget, they walking down that, I have a circular drive, they started walking down that drive, and I had my Bible open by then, and I opened up John chapter number 8, and literally tears were coming down my eyes, because these were nice ladies, wonderful ladies. I mean, old. They were closer to the grave than daddy say, closer to the marble of the tomb than the wood of the cradle. I mean, they're close to the end of life. And I'm following them in my Bible, and Doyle's under that sink just to work, you know. And I said, John said, if you don't believe I'm he, you will die in your sins. I said, please trust Christ as your Savior. Anyway, they walked on him and never came back. God declares Jesus as God, very God. There's no debate about it anyway, so we want to just move on real quick. Look at verse number 9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. Now is referring to thy God, is referring to the Father. Even God, thy God, hath anointed thee. Are you following? Don't get confused here. All right. This is a direct quote. Let me read this from Psalm 102, verses 25 through 27. As a matter of fact, in my study in Hebrews, I didn't know this until I started studying Hebrews more in depth to prepare these lessons. But the book of Hebrews quotes the book of Psalms more than any other book. Verses that we find in Hebrews, they pull out of Psalms more than any other scripture. It's fascinating. And here, this is in Psalm 102, we see these words. Of old thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure, yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. Sound familiar, like we just read it in Hebrews? As a vesture thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same. And thy years shall have no end. So we see these are quotations that we get in verses number 10 and 12, all of that from the book of Hebrews. Psalm 45. Let me read that one to you. 6 and 7. Again, a direct quote. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, thy God, hath anointed thee with oil of gladness above thy fellows. Why is Psalms so much quoted in the book of Hebrews? Well, because he's speaking to Hebrew people. And they're very familiar with the Psalms because that's their hymn book. We have, by the way, aren't you glad we got these hymn books, you know, and sing these great hymns of the faith. Well, the Jewish people, their hymns were the Psalms that we have. Psalm 1 all the way through Psalm 150, they actually, some of them psalms, they would sing. Some of them are called psalms of ascent. As they would go up to Jerusalem for worship, there's some psalms in there that I forget the exact psalm number. And by the way, another Bible lesson here. Often I hear psalm chapter number so-and-so, psalm chapter number 23, or whatever. The psalms aren't chapters. They're each individual psalms. okay? I'm not going to cuss it, but for our young preachers, when you get in the pulpit, well, just say the 23rd Psalm or Psalm 101. Don't say Psalm chapter 101. And just a sideline for you young preachers, because they're each individual psalms. They're not chapters like we would have in Hebrews here, okay? So we see that in verses 8 and 9, that Jesus is above all the angels. Look at verse number 10 through 12 now. And thou, Lord, now this Lord, he's talking about Jesus. In the beginning hast laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment, and as a vesture thou shalt fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall fail not. Again, we just looked at that, in the book of Psalm 102. In these verses, God not only declared the Son, Jesus, to be God, but he also declared Jesus to be the creator of all things. He also declared him to be immutable, unchanging, and eternal. And these verses here, again, here in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1, we find more about the deity of Jesus Christ in these few verses than you can find anywhere else in Scripture. Of course, all through John, we've looked at the verses that declare, in the book of John, that declares Jesus to be God. But as a whole, the book of Hebrews over and over and over again shares that Jesus Christ is God, very God. And in these verses, again, it talks about him being the creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, we read that in Genesis 1:1. Again, we speak of that Jesus Christ, well, in John chapter number 1. Many of you, Greg, will probably put this up on the screen. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Who is this? It's Jesus Christ. Okay? Jesus Christ is the eternal one. I can't comprehend that. God, and I mentioned this here just a couple weeks ago, and somebody asked me about this again. Matter of fact, I heard on the radio this week. I like listening to some guy on the radio on WLVF, because I like listening to him about 1240 or so. On 94.3, because I agree with that guy. For those who don't know, we're on the radio. And so I try to listen to the broadcast, see how it comes through and all. With this week, I heard this, we're in Hebrews. And I mentioned about, I lost my train of thought. Where was I going, Kyler, with this? About what? Oh, yeah, I couldn't comprehend it. That's it. That's why Kyler's in here, okay? He has my mind like I had my dad. Of course, I grew up under him, and me and Sherry was talking about that. I'm about the only one who could read Daddy's writing. Daddy, I got all Daddy's notes and so many notes, and he writes like a doctor. He just scribbles, but I know what he's writing because I know it's what he's thinking and what he's saying. So thank you for that. Get me back. What was I going to say, Kyler? What was I saying? I'm serious. Oh, eternal. Okay, I heard this on radio. That I can comprehend this. He made heavens and the earth. He made the stars, the moon, the sun. He made the angels. He made Satan. He made everything that there was. But what did they do in eternity past when there was nothing? I heard that on radio. I said, man, that's really a good thought. What did they do when it was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Before anything was. Before he created anything. What did they do? And I think I mentioned on radio, I know they wasn't playing chess or checkers. You know, I'm not being, what's the word, heretic or what? I'm saying, what did they do? I know they were playing, looking into the future of me and you. They knew us from eternity past. You know that? That's hard to imagine. But anyway, he spoke it into existence. Verse number 3, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. Jesus Christ is the creator.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.